There is a vast amount of data available on the web today. Data is now being collected and stored at rates like never before. However, much of this data has historically been locked up into specific applications or formats, and difficult to access or to integrate into new uses. Many websites, companies, and governments are now exposing their data via a RESTful web service. However, it is hard to create an application which works with multiple data sources. Each data provider exposes their data in a slightly different way, making it hard to write a single application which can target multiple data sources. Common formats such as XML, JSON, and ATOM have emerged. Uniform semantics to query and manipulate the data have similarly emerged using REST or CQRS. Unfortunately, those semantics aren't actually uniform. What does it mean to do a post to a particular resource? Given a resource, how can you find related resources? Each website needs to provide specialized developer documentation to describe how to manipulate their particular dataset, which causes each application to require specific code to deal with that dataset. Imagine a world where you need a different web browser for each web page you want to visit. This is the current state of web APIs exposing data. Every server uses a slightly different semantic to expose its data, making it hard to target multiple sources of data in one application. Not to mention trying to merge or relate different datasets. OData unifies these semantics. The Open Data Protocol builds on top of current common practices. But with OData, a server can express its documentation as a machine-readable model via metadata. Now all of these services can be understood by a generic tool, and clients can easily combine data from multiple sources. If you choose to expose your data via an OData endpoint, you get a large number of advantages. First of all, you are suddenly compatible with a large number of existing applications designed for use with OData. Tools like PowerPivot provide a rich experience to perform business intelligence analysis over data. Also, every developer who knows how to target an OData endpoint now knows how to handle your data without the need to learn anything new, because the protocol is completely self-described. Developers get access to a rich query syntax to request only a subset of the data they are interested in, reducing bandwidth. Exposing your data using the OData protocol makes sure you tap into a large ecosystem, giving your application a larger touch surface right out of the gate. If you wish to learn more about how to implement an OData endpoint or build a client capable of consuming OData, please check out our libraries and documentation for the protocol.